بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. We are still in the chapter of the command of Allah Ta'ala that we must make istighfar, we must seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and the great virtues of seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And also that we make tawbah. Istighfar is really that whatever wrong we have done, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness from there. And tawbah really means that for the future that we come out of that sin and we promise that we will not commit that sin ever again. And that is tawbah. So this is, Allah has commanded us with it, which is a great favor of Allah. It was our duty on our own when we have wronged that we must ask for forgiveness. But Allah has been so kind that He has commanded us to seek forgiveness. And not only that Allah will forgive us, but that there are great, great virtues in seeking forgiveness as well. So this is also a great mercy of Allah, and it shows how kind and how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. That He told us to ask forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness and then He gives you virtues on it. In this world, if somebody forgives somebody, the most he will do is forgive that person. But Allah, after forgiving, showers His mercies upon that person. So where can there be anyone as kind and as merciful as Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and this is the position of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is completely, completely free of any and every sin. Even before Nabuwat, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi was kept free from every blemish that can ever be thought about. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, Wallahi, and taking a qasam and says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was attested by his enemies as Sadiqul Masduq, as the truthful, and he was testified as the truthful by his enemies, and he is taking qasam of Allah Ta'ala. Inni astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthara min 70 marra. By Allah, and this also comes with stress, inni astaghfirullah, that I just seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and I make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala every day more than 70 times. And in some narrations it comes 100 times. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so completely free and pure of sin, but he says, I used to make istighfar. This explanation has come many times. We have heard it also many times. Just to revise it, one position, one aspect of this is that nobody can ever fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala's ibadah. In fact, all the creation together, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Malaika can never fulfill the right of the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person realizes this, automatically he makes istighfar, he asks forgiveness. A simple way to understand this, that a glass of water says, I've got water. It's true, it's got water. And the seven oceans say, I've got water. So what is that one glass compared to the seven oceans? Well, there is no comparison whatsoever. And after all, even the seven oceans are limited. It's only the seven oceans. Allah is unlimited. His knowledge is unlimited. His forgiveness is unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. His plans are unlimited. There is no limit by Allah Ta'ala. So a person who is limited, and all the creation who are limited, where can we ever fulfill the rights of Him who is unlimited? So therefore, that is a very high position that a person seeks. That person has found reality, that in spite of being very pious and being very good, he still seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. That is the person who has found reality, and of course, who could have more reality than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being raised all the time to a higher position, and even now in his Qabr Mubarak, he's being raised to a higher and higher position. anyone who makes ibadat in the correct way in the whole world, that sawab goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. So when he's making ibadat all the time and going to a higher position, looking at his previous position, he makes tawbah and istighfar on that previous position. And that is also the condition of a true salik. A person who is going to Allah Ta'ala, he will automatically make tawbah. If he's moving ahead, he will say, previously what did I have? A person might be earning very well, and then he says, I'm rich, I'm earning well, but now he's got a shop. Now he's earning much more than he was earning previously. He said, previously I was earning nothing. Now I'm earning. Now he's got big supermarkets. He's got gold mines now. He's got oil fields now. He says, Toba, how I wasted my time before. Now I see I'm earning. And so like that in ibadat. As a person is going front, he will all the time be making Toba and istighfar of his condition of the past. So in this way also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah is raising all the time, makes tawbah of the past. And the other reality is that a person who makes tawbah istighfar with his piety, that person is very high. And a person who his piety brings pride in that person, that piety will destroy that person. On the other hand, a person who commits sin and he makes tawbah, he is also very high by Allah Ta'ala if he makes his tawbah sincerely. And a person who sins and has got pride in his sins, that person is the worst of all. And he still thinks that I'm very pious and I'm very good, but he's in a state of sin. That person is the lowest of low. This also shows that when a person makes tawbah istighfar, he rises all the time in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this great quality of continuously having tawbah istighfar on our tongues and in our heart with sincerity.